Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The DH, Darrell Evans. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dave Bergman. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Randy O'Neill. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Steve Lyons. Batting second. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fifth. The DH, Mike Easler. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Al Nipper. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker strikes out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lyons. Trammell reaches second base with a double. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Trammell scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball four. Gibson moves to second. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bergman scoops it up and throws to first, with O'Neill covering, for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler strikes out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitaker for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Gedman moves to second. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman bunts towards first. Bergman fields it and throws to third for the out. Barrett moves to second. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. There goes Barrett trying to get to home. Herndon throws the ball into Parrish, who tags Barrett, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Hoffman moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a pop-up towards short. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon strikes out. Two outs. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bergman hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner strikes out. One out. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0 for 1 in the game. Easler hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Rice moves to third. Reed Nichols pinch runs for Mike Easler. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Nichols moves to second. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gettman strikes out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Barrett hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lyons. Brookins reaches second base with a double. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Nipper covering, for the out. Brookins moves to third. Whitaker moves to second. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gibson is walked intentionally. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Brookins scores. Whitaker moves to third. Gibson moves to second. It's 3-0, Tigers. Mike Trujillo now pitching. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-2 in the game. Lyons bunts towards the mound. O'Neill fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-2 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 0-for-2 in the game. Bergman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 2 in the game. Buckner strikes out. One out. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gedman strikes out. Parrish drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Gedman out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trujillo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Trammell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Barrett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Barrett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 3 in the game. Lyons hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett misplays the ball. That's an error on Barrett. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 0 for 3 in the game. Bergman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rice strikes out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 3 in the game. Buckner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0 for 1 in the game. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lemon hits a pop-up towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Brookins hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gedman hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jackie Gutierrez pinch runs for Rich Gedman. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Barrett hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 3 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.